will be into the weekend and well beyond. And periodically, we check in with President and CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, Jared Bacher. Jared, good morning.
Larry, good morning.
Hey,
good
there you are. I can see you on the radio. I love this new technology, by the way. If you watch our stream at kdkradio.com, many of our guests are seen on the radio on video. So appreciate your time this morning, as always. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Larry?
Good. And in our visits, let's start by talking about, you know, we're halfway through the month already and picking up a lot of steam. And Pittsburgh is in demand, a big travel destination, right?
It is. You know, right now, and you mentioned the home opener for the Steelers this weekend, which is always exciting. That's certainly a telltale that we're going into fall very quickly. But there's some really good examples of all of the types of events that Pittsburgh hosts every year. You know, certainly from a leisure standpoint, the International Jazz Festival is also kicking off this weekend, which is a huge cornerstone in our annual cultural calendar. We just finished what I think is amazingly the first national championship of the Special Olympics ever held in Pennsylvania was held right here in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago. They came and did their national softball championships here. So a really good example of how all kinds of sport comes into southwestern PA and really helps benefit our economy, helps keep a lot of our people employed and supports our businesses. It's such a great effort to have these individual events right here in Pittsburgh.
So you've talked about Pittsburgh hosting a trifecta of events. So you got sports and then the business and leisure segments too.
Yeah, so the leisure we talked about with jazz, and then on the business event side, the convention perspective, from a convention perspective, our convention center is busy year round. And this weekend is another really good example of how that building is utilized. So the National City and County Managers Association is in Pittsburgh holding their annual conference of 5,000 different individuals coming into the city. These are individuals who are running cities and counties all across the country. As we know, cities are facing some unprecedented challenges as they're coming out of the pandemic and going through recovery, dealing with the transition of office space and residential units and so forth. So much going on in these communities. So they're all coming together here in Pittsburgh this week to talk about what the future of cities and counties really look like.
And by the way, back to the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival, it's going to be around the August Wilson Center in downtown. For people who don't know where that is, it's near the convention center. It's like a block away, right?
Exactly. They're going to close down Liberty Avenue again. That's where it was a few years ago, as you'll remember. It's really exciting to see it back in the heart of downtown.
So overall, how are we doing in Pittsburgh?
We're doing well. You know, there's so much going on, obviously, throughout this year. We're gearing up for U.S. Open next year, which is always a great opportunity to put Pittsburgh back in the spotlight. As you know, the U.S. Open, the USGA is committed to Pittsburgh for the next 20 or so years. So we're excited to see them. And then, of course, building up to the 2026 draft and the year following.
Let's talk about the draft, because that's been in the news just recently, too, because you need marketing support financially and how it's a great way to generate. And we saw Detroit and the number of people that went there and how much money they spent there. Give our audience an idea of what kind of economic impact this might have in Pittsburgh.
Sure. So the range of economic impact varies from city to city. It depends on how much space and availability they have to welcome people in. Detroit was the biggest draft so far with over 775,000 people. Wow. They're estimating the economic impact being somewhere around $260 million for that community. So it's a massive footprint that they were able to deliver in Detroit. But obviously in 2025, it's going to Green Bay. It's a much smaller market. The numbers will probably be relatively small in comparison to what Detroit was able to deliver. And then when they come to Pittsburgh again, our footprint is much bigger, so we'll probably be closer to the numbers that Detroit was able to deliver.
Yeah, and thinking about that, there is a lot of work going on right now to prepare for that. That's not something that you wait to the last minute to do, right?
Oh, for sure. We've been working on this for the last 2 years, along with our colleagues at the Steelers. You know, this is a competitive bid process, and that's something that we have to keep in mind. When we started having conversations with the NFL in 2022, it would have been at this point, they had all kinds of options. And the NFL can take the NFL draft to any destination they want to in the country, whether it's an NFL market or not.
Right.
There's a lot of non-NFL cities that could still host this. You don't need a stadium. You don't necessarily need a home club. You just need a destination that's able to host it from a size perspective. So this is a competitive bid process. When we went to the Steelers, or when the Steelers came to us actually to start the conversation, we then had to go to the city and the county to say, look, we want to put in a bid to host the NFL draft in 2026 or one of the future years. In order to do that, we need to show the NFL that we've got some skin in the game from the local community. So at that point, this Visit Pittsburgh, we said we're going to commit $2 million to this effort. The county said we'll throw in $3 million. The city said we'll throw in $1 million. The corporate community said we'll throw in $5 million.
Wow.
So we were able to put together a really aggressive bid package. And it's because of that, because of our infrastructure, because of the sports legacy that Pittsburgh has, all of that came together to be a winning bid for the NFL. And so those funds that we're able to collect, they'll go towards making sure that the NFL draft experience for all of those hundreds of thousands of people here on the ground is like none other. So we're really excited about where we've gone. The foundation is solid, and we're going to deliver one of the best drafts that the NFL has ever seen.
When you consider there's a potential for an economic impact of $250 million, that's why it's such a big deal, not to mention the imaging, which helps in the future then when you're trying to bring attention for conventions and other events to bring them to the region, right?
Absolutely. And when you think about this event, at the end of the day, we always have to remind ourselves that at the end of the day, this is an NFL event. To put this on, it's actually tens of millions of dollars that have to be put forward in order to make it a success. A lion's share of that, most of that, is with the NFL. It's their expenses. They cover those expenses. We put in some money here to make sure that the local community is ready, that we have the ability to market the destination in advance. So we have 700,000 people here on the ground, and making sure that the city is read up and ready to go.
Jared, appreciate the update. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Here we go, Steelers, this weekend.
Here we go. Thanks, Larry.
You got it. President and CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, Jared Bacher, brought to you by Visit Pittsburgh. By the way, if you haven't gone to the website, if you're, you know, a native, you live here, you go, wait till you go to visitpittsburgh.com. I think you'll be surprised at what resources you have on their website. From the